Call the April 9th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll. Should know it by heart.
Mayor Olson?
I'm here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Baldehart?
Here.
Commissioner Kevin Haley?
Excused.
City Engineer Moro?
Here.
Alderman Dendria?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is approval of the regular meeting minutes of March 19th. Any additions or corrections? Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Hogan, seconded by Dendria. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Record reflected, Commissioner Haley's in attendance by phone. Item C1, a public hearing on Mills, Wyoming, LLC mixed-use development. This is a rezoning application for an area Ryan Meadows subdivision. Change zoning from M1 Limited Industrial District to M2 General Industrial District. Mr. Martinez, you have a public hearing notice to read.
Yes. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 9, 2020, at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, after the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Coast Road, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application of Alliance Mills Hotel Wyoming, LLC, for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone 84 of the approved plat for Ryan Meadow subdivision from M1 Limited Industrial District to M2 General Industrial District. The Ryan Meadows final plat has been approved but not yet recorded. The rezoning application is being submitted in conjunction with a site plan application for Copper Inc., which is a global online vehicle auction company. Property generally located on the east side of Monarch Drive, south of Hickory Street, area commonly known as Area G. A map showing the property affected may be obtained from the City Council by way of request to the Department of City Development of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Plymouth Road, County Wisconsin, 53132, telephone number 414-425-4024, during normal business hours. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 62237D2 of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 159200 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed ordinance in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed amendment is subject to revision following the public hearing and further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin County Council.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. We have a properly noticed public hearing. Would you give us the layman's tour of what the applicant is asking for, please?
Yes. This application is for a rezoning and is related to the items C2 and C1, and also to the cyclone, the cyclone for Copper. So basically,
Dan for Beth Copper.
So this is lot 84 of the Ryan Meadows subdivision plan. The existing zoning is N1, that is limited industrial district, and the applicant is proposing N2 general industrial district to allow for the Copart, that is an online auction vehicle dealer. Okay, and in this graphic we can see the adjacent land uses. So to the west is basically the future site for Strauss, and the N2, the site for Copper, that is on green right there. Okay, and so this proposal is compatible to the adjacent uses, and to the east, there is residential. We have an outlook that is reserved for the Ryan Meadows subdivision plat, So this outlet will act as buffer for the residential area that is to the east. And also we have an area zone as R2 that is in the southeast corner, correct? So staff is proposing as part of the site plan a landscape buffer that will serve as a barrier to protect nuisance from the proposed industrial to rezoning. And to the south is residential, but the area that is shaded is a conservation easement that's been approved so for a wetland, so that will be act as a buffer also. So staff is recommending approval of the rezoning in conjunction with the site plan for copper, and the one of the conditions for the rezoning that the rezoning shall be contingent upon the recording of the Ryan Meadows subdivision plan.
So to make it more familiar for people, on the very, very top is Old Ryan Road. There's a little, you can see a little, perhaps you can see a little red mark
right here.
That's Irish Cottage and Old Ryan Road. The area to the east is the residential area. The road, this road here is West Loomis Road. This is a major manufacturing facility.
It's vacant for future.
This is vacant for a future manufacturing facility. This is US Highway 45. This will be the access point for the project that we're talking about this evening. This is the area for that manufacturing facility, and this is the area that will be rezoned.
Copart will include that.
Copart will include this and the area we're talking about rezoning.
Right. Correct.
So with that, I will open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter tonight? Please rise and come forward. Give us your name and address. Yes, sir, please.
I'm James Bonney, and I'm at 10146 South 124th Street.
Good evening, Mr. Bonney.
Good evening. I'm on the corner of Oakwood Road and 45. Yeah, so I'm pretty close to that. I believe that's probably one, the point of entry is probably one driveway north of mine.
Oh, it's...
I would suspect.
No.
That's the scheme.
This is 116th here.
No, be over on the other side.
He's south.
I'm 45.
He's at 45.
Yeah, right. Here's 45. Right.
Where's Oakland?
Oakland's down.
Oakland's not on that map.
No.
Next picture.
Probably just down below there.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I don't have a problem with being going to M1, but I'm against M2.
Okay.
My other neighbor, he's right in the same area. He would almost be straight across from.
I'm in the R1.
We need your name and address, sir.
James Bradledge, 11722 West Oakwood Road. We own the property that's just south of your new development or everything that comes up. If I can come up here. Sorry.
This whole parcel here. And I think it wraps this, but I'm wondering more what's going on with all this down in the back. This is kind of, there's a little buffer of houses and woods, but you know, if these guys are going to start pounding on up into the woods up in there and coming in with all kinds of noisy things all night and day, we got it bad enough with the dump on the opposite side.
Yeah, we don't want to be sandwiched between two commercial.
Well, we've been out in that area for 60 years, both of us.
Yeah.
Families have been
in there. I moved in 71, so.
And I was born out in that area. So for us, our family doesn't plan on wanting to ever get rid of the property. All those kids and the grandkids all want to hang on to it. We all like it the way it is. We understand progress, but, you know, if it can be kept to a limit of what kind of progress you're putting out there. You know, you're talking about an auto place where you're going to start bringing more junk cars, what, you know, the kind of people coming around. You might go to Walmart there, but, you know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Jeff Kenny, 12302 West Loomis Court.
Good evening.
Went down here on the map where we're located.
We're the only house on this street right here.
And so looking out towards the property there, maybe 1,000 feet or so from the proposed mm-hmm. area. My concern is, I've just heard about this afternoon late, so I didn't have much time to look into it. Looked on coparts.com, got locations listed. They've got roughly 200 locations around the U.S. and in Canada. So I had heard that this was a car refurbishing type operation. They took in cars that had been flooded or different things, and that they would basically prepare them and fix them to be resold. If you look into, they've got a great website, great scheme and everything, but when you look at what their actual business model is, they've got 200 salvage yards. They're a salvage yard business. They salvage parts out of vehicles and sell them online. So this is a 44 acre salvage yard that we're talking about here. Now, further down 45, there's a couple of salvage yards, existing ones that have been there forever, down towards the dump. So one could argue that this is just one more on that street, but I think we're talking a couple acres. They've been there forever. They're basically grandfathered in. Here we're looking at laying down fresh gravel. I'm picturing thousands of cars over a 44 acre area based on the aerial photos I looked at of a few of their other sites. Their operation down in Cudahy is a couple of acres, I mean maybe 5 or 10 at most, and this is going to be substantially larger. So we're talking, my concern, my biggest concern selfishly is my well water, the oils and antifreeze leaking into the ground. When a car is taken, the engine's pulled, it's put back out there. This is not a perfectly clean operation. You can see from the aerial photos of this, you know, they're a decent operation, it looks like, decently organized and clean. You can see oil throughout their lots, like any salvage yard is. This is a salvage yard. And that's what I'm concerned about, is that this does not seem to be, you know, I'm all for development, filling out the commercial space here, you know, even the meatpacking facility, I don't take exception to that. I'm the immediate neighbor there. But putting a salvage yard in Franklin, a sizable one, doesn't seem to fit the vision that I knew living here. I've been here for 17 years, have owned 4 different homes, and as much as I haven't lived there for 60 years like these guys' families, I've been there too. I was accepting of the commercial expansion out my way, and saw someday my house might even be swallowed up in it. But I didn't envision the majority portion of this being a salvage yard. It doesn't seem right. So, and selfishly, I'm getting back to, I have big concerns about the fluids getting down into the well water for those immediate residents.
Excuse me. I would be dead set if I get something like that to that business like that.
Is there a representative from Copart on the line?
I'm an attorney from Copart. Sure.
Give us your name and address.
Sure. My name is Rick Donner. I'm the attorney from Copart, 1000 North Water Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I appreciate everybody's time. It's great to be here in these unique circumstances. Just a couple of things. So the M2 portion, the portion that's right off 145, that's already been rezoned. What we're talking about is a little 10-acre square immediately to the east of that parcel. Just a couple of, Copart is not a salvage. It is provides asset liquidation services to institutional, commercial, and private owners. It's not open to the public, meaning nobody can, the public won't be walking in there. You have to be a member to be able to purchase vehicles there. Everything is done online. And no vehicles, the phrase they use is the assets that they sell are liquidated intact, which means there's no dismantling, draining the fluids, crushing, or sales of parts at the proposed facility. So an example I think you saw online is like in Houston, where there was unfortunately that horrible flooding. And so there's an enormous amount of cars that were damaged. And, you know, modern cars are full of computers. Once they get wet, the insurance companies just junk them or say that, you know, and have you buy a new car rather than try to fix those cars. And so Copart takes those cars from the insurance companies, right, and then sells them online. And so they're liquidy intact, meaning they're taken exactly the way they are. They do not, there's no chopping them up, there's no dismantling them. That's in the message of operation that was attached to the application as well. And so it is on file that is what's going to happen by the application. Again, in terms of noise and stuff, those are just storage cars, and so there is a truck that will come and lift those up onto the crate so when someone buys a car that they can be delivered. But the hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, you know, normal business hours, not open on the weekend. The only caveat would be if there was a large event, like a flood in Texas, where there's a lot of inventory that needed to be processed. But the normal hours are Monday through Friday, and they're not open.
Yeah, if you say that now that it's not going to change, but what if in 5 years you go and start meeting the city saying, hey, now we want to chop a few cars, or we want to fix a few, and then all of a sudden in 7-8 years you got, it's a salvage yard, like he said.
Well, to change the use would require and Rigo can speak more to this, but to change the use would require us going before the city. And
that's what I'm saying, you get different city people in here, they might say, sure, whatever you want, you know.
The reality is nothing in life is for sure. I'm not going to lie to you, right?
We're just trying to protect our ground and our groundwater, like he said.
But again, we can say no to everything, and that's the way it'll be, right? We can't go through life that way. The documents that we have from Copart, the assurances that we will codify into our agreement with Copart, should this go forward, will guarantee that nothing like that will happen. Certainly, they can come back and ask for something. It's everybody's right to do what they want with their property, right? But there's no guarantees that anybody will get anything in the future. I mean, you're going to be here, your heirs will be here to petition John Nelson's successor and say, I don't want it, and chances are it won't get changed because it wouldn't be good for the community. Right now, this is...
I don't think not even putting it in, frankly, wouldn't be good.
Right now, this is a vehicle in, a vehicle out. And it's much better than what's down the street. I agree with that. Alderman Nelson.
I'm sorry. I'm going to yield to you until we're ready.
No, I'm just available to answer questions.
Okay, because I will be giving you a few.
So again, I want to just make sure that the meeting goes smoothly. We let people talk one at a time, without interruption, so thank you. Alderman Nelson.
Okay, Alderman John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road, District 6, Alderman. So, a few things. Number one, with this whole project, a big concern is that, and I'm sure our neighbors in Cudahy don't like what they have. They're stuck with it. We're trying to get ahead of this so we can kind of steer that ship, because what Cudahy has and inherited is not good, okay? Aesthetically, horrible, right? We're very concerned also with our well water, okay? We all have wells, all right? What can Copart do to guarantee that if you move forward, that our wells are not gonna get contaminated? Cudahy's got city water, we've got well water, big difference. So that's one point, okay? And I'm not coming at you hard, I'm just saying these are big concerns, because once this moves forward, there's no turning back, okay? So, lifelong resident, known these two gentlemen, their families, forever, okay? Now, that's a big concern as well, water. The drain-off, there's no way, anybody from your organization can say that you bring vehicles in here and they have no fluids. Well, they're not going to leak fluids. Of course they're going to leak fluids. So then we're concerned about where they're going to run off to. That's a big thing. So I'm not going to hit you with 100 things, but I'm going to hit you with a few things. So if you want to respond, and then I'll continue.
Sure, if you want to do it that way.
Sure.
So Dan Dan from Cobar, are you on the phone?
I am.
Can you speak to a little bit about the process of how a vehicle is brought in? And
it's brought in either on a flatbed or a tow truck, and then it's categorized the vehicle. The goal is to have the vehicle only stay 60 days. The process is that as soon as we get the title into the insurance company's name, then it goes on auction and then sold it within 60 days. As far as the fluid to go, we have an extensive program on protocol on leaks. We put masks under it. We have a protocol for biohazard. You know, if it's a car accident and there's biohazards in the thing, we wrap it up and don't touch it. All of our people, we protect our people and we protect the environment with the programs. John or Rick, do you have that copy that I sent you of our operation?
I'm not sure which precise.
Yeah, I sent you a PowerPoint presentation this morning on what Copart. Anyway, our policy for liquids is in that.
Sure. Okay.
It's all encompassing. It's towards the back of the presentation, I believe. But